Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Arthur Anthony, the creator of the Life Cope podcast and the Life Cope app, which is out now for your Android devices. Doing episode 53 today, part one of part two. Part two of part one about unexpected pregnancy. So, once again, this show is strictly opinionated. It's not meant for... I'm not a professional. I'm not a licensed psychiatrist. I just give opinions on how to help people in certain situations. So if you can use advice, hopefully you can use it, and then you'll be able to overcome that struggle or situation that you're going through. So, but before we start the show today, so two things I read on the news yesterday that were really disturbing, but one of them is getting some closure. And then the first one is about Larry Nassar. And of course, both of these sources I got from CNN. So, but the former USA Gymnastics team doctor, I don't know if you guys are following that or not. The guy, he sexually abused over 98 young girls on the USA Gymnastics teams. And, you know, so Kyle Stevens, athletes like Kyle Stevens and Simone Biles, that they're coming forward and they're giving their testimonies right now about this guy and what he did to them. He started abusing Kyle Stevens when she was 6 years old. 6 years old. Man. I just can't fathom. I can't think about how people can be so evil and, you know, do stuff like that. And it's ridiculous. And you know, what was even more disturbing, not disturbing, but is that when Kyle Stevens went to her parents, they didn't even believe her. And not only her, but some of the other athletes as well. When they went to their parents to tell them what this doctor was doing, they didn't believe them. Guys, I know we trust our coaches, you know, and you know, Boy Scout, Girl Scout leaders, we trust those people. But at the same time, we have to trust our family when they tell us something, especially kids. Yes, sometimes they do lie, but at the same time, you can't take that risk. So you have to try to believe whatever they say or debunk what they say if it's not true and get to the bottom of it. At the very least, you know, they could have, you know, went to the gymnastics commission and the University of Michigan and try to see what was going on there. So anyway, so believe your kids when they tell you stuff like that, especially something that serious. I mean, and give them the benefit of the doubt and try to find out. As a parent, it's your job to get to the bottom of whatever is bothering your kid. And to think about the trauma that these young girls are going through, you know, they're going to have PTSD. Post-traumatic stress disorder, that's for sure, a lot of them, and the counseling that they'll have to go through, it's just ridiculous. So I hope this guy gets what he deserves in prison. If it was me, I'd give him a death sentence. You're a pedophile and you're a sexual abuser. To me, that deserves a death penalty, but that's just me. So believe your kids when they come to you. Secondly, in California, I guess, 13 children were found chained to beds in the home of David and Louise Turpin. And what's even crazier is like most of the kids chained to the beds weren't even like underage. Some of them were seven of them were 18 to 29 years old. I'm like, What kind of mental, like, control do you have over somebody, like, especially when they get to 18, you know, you're supposed to be able to think for yourself that you would see that this was wrong. It took one of the kids was 17 years old, she escaped, and she went to the police, and when she went to the police, that's when they came and raided the house and found out that there were other kids actually chained to the bed, and that she was telling the truth as well. And the point here I'm making is, so the neighbors, when they asked them, all the neighbors were saying, oh, the kids were always skinny, they were always sickly. You know, they always look pale and stuff like that. But at the same time, you know, you get, as neighbors, you know, as people, it's our responsibility to be able to not be nosy, but at the same time, you know your neighbor, know what's going on around you, have that situational awareness that when stuff like that is going on, that you're able to intervene. Because you never know what's going on in people's homes. But, you know, and some for something like that to happen for so long, that's kind of crazy. So, man, them as well. I hope they get what they deserve and they just... I hope they get what they deserve. So, moving on to the topic of today. Today's for the young women of that, you know, you're with your boyfriend, you know, things happen, and unexpectedly you get pregnant. And even if the husband, the guy doesn't want to be there, because it's not always necessarily your husband, even if he doesn't want to be there, there's some options that I'm going to give today that will help you in the process. Because believe it or not, today there's more women, there's more single mothers raising children than there has been ever. And women are stronger these days. There's a lot more help out there for you guys when you decide to keep that baby and try to raise it. So this is not teen pregnancy, it's just for the young girls, for young women from 18, you know, to like 21, 20, like 18 to 25, that don't necessarily have, you know, their life together yet. And so when this happens, this is the advice that I'll give to you. First of all, family is always the first option to go to. Talk to your family, get their opinions, and if you decide to keep the baby, you know, hopefully you do, then they can help you in that process. So family is always number one. But, and especially if you can't take care of the baby right now, family adoption is another option. So with family adoption, you can choose some, like a family member that's responsible, hopefully, and they'll be able to keep the baby, raise the baby until you're stable enough that you're able to actually go and take care of your child and be able to raise it. So, like I said, family's always the first option, so family adoption is the first one. Planned Parenthood offers parental, you know, the prenatal vitamins and stuff like that. You'll find out. If you don't know yet, you'll find out. But they offer prenatal vitamins. They offer classes that you can take as well. I think I mentioned this during the guys' session too. But yeah, so you can go and get vitamins and prenatal pills for your baby, because his baby's growing, so he's gonna need all those nutrients. So you can go there and get those, and you can also get the parenting classes as well. So they can give you other options and other resources that you'll need to be able to raise that baby. And for the military personnel, ACS is a very good place to go to, especially if you're pregnant and your husband's deployed or whatever. You can go to ACS, and then they'll be able to help you out and give you options and resources that you need to be able to raise that baby or have the baby while your husband is away. But 9 times out of 10 for the military, if your husband is deployed, he'll be able to come back. Especially if it's the first baby, he'll be able to come back in time for the birth, hopefully. And if you're in school, so colleges will offer night classes. So you can also go to school, at night. So don't think that your life is over, that you're not going to be able to finish school or, you know, go to work and stuff like that. But, yeah, so they offer night classes in school, and if you're working, your job is required to actually work around your schedule and let you go to your appointments and everything, so that you can still be able to keep your job while you're pregnant. My personal favorite is church, as well. People always overlook the church. Not saying if you're not Christian, that's fine, but if you're Christian, even if you're not Christian, you know, you're another denomination or religion, the church does offer help and resources as well, and a lot of baby items that you need. Like, they raise, they do fundraisers, you know, especially for your young mother or young parents. They do fundraisers for you guys and stuff like that and help you. You won't believe how much that stuff helps and how far it'll help you during the time before you have the baby and during when you do have the baby, when the baby's young. So the church always is a good source as well for you to go to in order for them to help you out. And they also offer counseling as well. So, you know, I mean, it's a big deal. Some people can't deal with it, you know, emotionally. So they have to find somebody else to talk to, especially if they have parents or friends around. They also offer counseling as well for you guys. It's like I said, you'll be going through a lot of emotional stress during that time. And, you know, sometimes you just don't know what to do. You need to talk to somebody. And if the church is not an option, Planned Parenthood or family, there's not an option. There's also the alloptions.org. So it's all-options.org. And they're a counseling service, and they also help provide resources for you as well. For pregnant, if you want an abortion or you're young and you just had a baby, you know, if you're a teenager, teen pregnancy, if you have that, if you're a teen and you're pregnant, they also provide resources for you as well. It's just for young couples and young women in general, and they don't judge. They help you out throughout the process and are able to talk to you. And their number is 1-888-493-0092, or you can also go to online and find them under www.all-options.org. But again, that number is 1-888-493-0092. And they're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 1 a.m. and Saturday through Sunday from 10 to 6. But like I said, they offer help for if you're pregnant, parenting advice, abortion, and adoption. So if you decide that you don't want to keep the baby, then you want to go through the adoption process, then they also offer help for that. So there's a lot more resources out there, guys, but like I said, I try to go and research the best ones that I can find. But like I said, family is always the first, should always be the first option for you whenever you're going through this process. So if you're pregnant right now, if you're a young female and you're pregnant right now, I hope that you have a healthy baby if you decide to keep it. And if not, then, you know, there's other options. And I hope the best for you. Well, that's it for me today, guys. Hope this advice will be able to help somebody out there. Again, if you'd like to send us an email, you can email us at bam3@lifecopeapp.com. We also have our website, which is www.lifecopeapp.com, and I'll have all these resources listed on there as well for you. And you can also reach out to us on Instagram or Twitter, and we'll be able to respond as quickly as we can and try to help you out. And not just for this show, but for any situation that you might be facing right now. And it's free advice. That's what we're here for. So, thanks again, guys, for listening. Hope you stay well and stay safe.